Y'all, welcome to the Just Talking with Sam show. We got a big show for y'all. You can hit us up at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com or samshow11 at Twitter. You're going to have to excuse me if my voice sounds a little bit muddled. We are experiencing some technical difficulties. One of our amps went out, and we got super producer on the mic, executive producer, trying to fix it because, this is the job of an executive producer. I just have to talk shit. Like, when catastrophes like this happens, that's when, you know, you step in. But I just have to talk. But people on the show, we got, if we could fix this thing, we got the mayor, Dave Brown, Boogie Down Dave Brown, the lightest, blackest guy I know, coming in. Now, I got a super producer on the mic. Mm-hmm. You think she's a racist?
I'm not racist.
If you could talk. No, I'm the one drinking and you can't talk.
My mouth is a little juicy right now.
No shit.
Shut up. I am not a racist. What is my title?
You're a racial investigator?
Instigator.
Racial instigator. What is a racial instigator?
I find things racial or racist and I exploit them.
What does that mean?
Let's say if, for instance, a white person says, oh boy, your hair is nappy.
What do you mean, boy?
What do you mean, nappy? Who are you, Don Imus?
So you're the first one to play the race card.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Yes, I instigate the whole racial, and it causes an uproar between those who are of opposite races.
See, unlike you, I don't see color.
Yeah, you do.
I don't see color.
You have to see color.
I don't see color.
Sam, you're one of the darkest people I know.
When it comes down to me being racist or racial or anything, I can be racial with you, but when it comes down to it, I understand that we're all people, and I don't see color.
So what color am I?
I don't know, because I don't see color. I don't know.
Sam,
I'm lying?
What color am I?
Whatever color beautiful is. And since beautiful is a word and doesn't have a color, I don't attach color to it.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I respect hot. What's hot out there? What's hot in the streets?
Am I hot?
I married you, didn't I? Shit. How much fucking validation do you need?
A lot. You got to stroke my ego.
Why are we getting on this? Are we even operational for the Dave Brown call for him to call?
I'm working on it.
So, because I'm looking at the board here, apparently with this broken app, he can talk to us, but he can't hear shit. So all the sound effects that we're playing is totally pointless for him. Is that where we're getting at? So you're not even going to try to fix that.
I am trying to fix it. You shouldn't buy bootleg supplies and bootleg stuff.
Look, they're electronics. They go out. I get that. But that's
okay,
your job.
But you can't fix everything with bubblegum and tape, Sam.
What's wrong with bubblegum and tape?
Yeah, it's called going to buy another one if you need another one.
Well, I didn't know this shit was going to break down before a Dave Brown call. Boogie down, Dave Brown, the mayor. And back to his title as the mayor. He's not the actual mayor of Detroit. I just want to make that clear.
I thought he was the mayor of Highland Park.
He's not the mayor of anything. He's the mayor. Wherever you go, there's a mayor, and there's a guy we want to be the mayor. Like the people's champion. That's what he is. Damn. Like, you know, he's the mayor of... You like that, what's that, Foursquare? He's the mayor. Like, the guy who's... I didn't vote for him, but... who's mayor now? Dave Ben. I didn't vote for him. But I didn't vote for Dave Brown, but I want Dave Brown to be the mayor because Dave Brown know what the fuck he talking about. You almost sound like you're not a Dave Brown fan.
Oh, he's straight. I don't have a problem with him.
I'm just saying, Dave Brown is the mayor and he should be calling in.
He's the man after my own heart.
He should be calling in anytime. And we actually got theme music for Dave Brown that he's not going to hear, mainly because his fucking amp fucked up.
Yeah, well, guess what?
Well, he can listen on iTunes, or he can listen on Facebook, or wherever the fuck we at.
And Sam's, just talking with Sam's show listeners while you're at it, please follow me on Twitter at TashaMac1984.
You worse than Biggs.
1984.
You are worse than
Biggs.
Why
not get my shameless plugs in, huh?
Because Biggs has his own segment on the show. Top 5. He has sound effects and everything. And depending on Dave Brown.
Wait, I think it's working now.
What?
I think the app is working now.
Well, it's working, but can he hear shit?
I think he can.
Alright, well, this is him calling right here, so we're going to test it out. We're going to have my man Dave Brown come in. Let's play his theme music, and let's test his amp. But either way, boogie down Dave Brown. Let's play the music. Let's get him in here.
Yep. Once again, this is it. Turn it up.
And just some rape system like we ain't paid enough in this bitch. That's why I disappear. I learned we ain't got no
Just Talking with Sam show. We got the mayor, DB. You here, man?
I'm here, baby.
What is up?
Nothing much, nothing much. It's good to be, you know, Black History Month. It's good to be around.
Yeah, it's very good to have you around. We got the mayor. Now, I was telling the people, every town, city, wherever you live, has a mayor. They have the actual mayor, and then they have the mayor, the people's mayor. That's you. You're the people's mayor. Now,
oh, yeah.
I technically didn't vote for the other guy, but you got my vote. And since it's Black History Month, I have made it okay. I've been hyping you for the last couple of weeks, telling people you coming back, mainly because if they ever needed the Black History, there's only one guy I trust with my Black History facts. That's the blackest, lightest guy I know, DB, Dave Brown.
God, you rolling with that, huh?
It's either that or the mayor. Which one you want?
Nah, with the mayor guy.
Nah, my wife is also on the show this week, mainly because she's helping us out, and she's helping us out with a lot of the technical issues we had. That's why, you know, no one can hear you, and I don't think you can hear sound. I think you can just hear our voices. Sorry. But it is what it is. We got some technical difficulties, and we have fun on the show.
Right,
one of the things we do, we want you to help us out, but we want to hit some deep issues first. Well, we ain't going to hit the deep issues first because I can say two names, and I can shut off my mic because you're going to go with it. I know you got something to say. Hell, this Black History Month, you're the blackest, lightest guy I know. But one thing, before we get into all of that, we play games on the show.
Right.
And one of the games we playing, we bring in my wife, who's going to help us out.
Hey, Mayor Brown.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Real good.
All right, it's Black History Month, so I happen to be racist. You ready?
It ain't racist, it's racial. And we're playing the racial pyramid.
You have to include my title.
All right, okay. My wife is what is called a racial instigator?
Yes, that's what I am.
A racial instigator.
I find things racial and I exploit them.
She finds things racial and she exploits them. Much like DB, the mayor, also known as the blackest, lightest guy, no. Dave Brown doesn't pick a side. See?
I do, black side.
He doesn't pick a side. However, he just highly favors one side. He's impartial. Mm-hmm. On paper. But when it comes down to it, we know what team he on. Ain't that right, DB?
Boy, it's only one team, man.
And unlike both of y'all, I don't see color.
We know.
I don't see color. Just throwing it out.
See color? How you don't see color? You black as hell.
I don't see color. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Hey, look.
Okay.
I've been trying to figure that out for years.
You racial people may judge and see and go by color. Me personally, I don't see color. People are people, and that's just the way it is. Now, I may say nigga a lot, but I know people are people. I know people are people. But one of the games we're going to play today.
Can I share some of my Black History news? I have a Black History announcement.
Alright. My wife has a Black History announcement before we get into the racial pyramid. And I'm glad you shared it with Dave Brown.
Okay, yeah. This is like celebrity gossip / Black History. It's noted that Pinky, the porn star, has AIDS.
How you feel about that, DB? Pinky. Now, I don't know. I don't know.
What? Pinky?
Yeah, Pinky.
Pink hair.
The porn star.
Okay. I thought we finna got to stay on the same plane. When you start thinking, I'm thinking like, you know what I'm saying? What Ulysses watch, what Biggs watch, what Ike watch.
What you know. Watch. I like how you threw everybody name in there.
We know you watch it. It's okay. We are.
It's okay. It's okay.
Hey, I don't watch it, so, hey, but I know who do watch it, though. So, and it's Twitch's own, though.
Yeah, you're right.
I think you do know who watch it. You see him every day in the mirror.
Oh, in wake of more porno Black History
Nah,
news,
there's more?
Jada Fire is retiring.
Okay, first of all, look, I'm not a big porno guy, but I am a fan of Hot. And, ooh. Yeah, I am a fan of Hot, Dave. You a fan of Hotness?
Hotness?
Hotness.
than a website, or are you just saying like hot chick?
Hot ass.
Just hotness as a whole.
Oh, okay. Yeah. One love. I'm down with that.
Okay. Jada Fire is a queen ambassador. Fuck it. A black queen ambassador of hotness.
Right.
And to see her wearing clothes kind of bothers me. Just a little bit.
Right.
It bothers me. That's all I'm saying. Now,
to quote her, she said, "The day has finally come. I'm officially retired from porn." End quote.
Well, if anyone has earned, you know, to retire from porn, that girl earned it. She took a lot of cock. Black and white. Showing a form of unity in this Black History Month.
All right.
Maybe not at the same time. Wait, I haven't seen all her shows. But
yeah, you have.
Not all of them.
Dang near.
There's a couple of them I missed. I don't know if she took black and white at the same time. That shows that we as a people, we can coexist. That's why I don't see color, Dave.
Okay.
Now, before we get to it, we're getting down to the game here. I want to help my man, Dave Brown, help us out. You familiar with the $25,000 pyramid?
Right.
We like to call this the racial pyramid. And what we're doing here, let me give you an example, like the pyramid. My wife, who cannot hear me right now, we fixed hers, so I can pretty much say anything. She's listening. Right. She's listening to whatever we got planned. Last time I checked, I think it was Common. Still Black History Month. And what we're going to do, we're going to name clues. Case in point, if you don't remember the pyramid from the TV show, if you says, I don't know, minister, Bible, pew, cross, things found in the church is your answer. Right, Dave?
Right.
Now, she can't hear us right now. I can say whatever I want. Like right now. Last week, that lasagna was dry. She can't hear me. I can say whatever I want before I shut her music off.
Right.
So, today's answer, first round one, things white people took from blacks. Got me, Dave? So we just shouting out clues until she get it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Things white people took from blacks on the racial pyramid. All right. Tasha, can you hear me?
Yes.
Welcome to the racial pyramid. We got me and Dave Brown. We're going to help you out here. Now, my wife's a bit of a smarty. She hails from the east side of Detroit, and she's executive producer of this show. Now, Natasha,
yes.
You have a minute, 1 minute, to get this clue right. If not, you have to give up your evening and have a lot of black cock. Hey, there are prizes, Dave.
You call that a prize?
All right. God damn it.
Cracker Jack prize.
Okay. Now the time has started. Dave, ready? Remember the clue. What do all of these have in common?
Okay. It should be a minute. 30 seconds?
No, it's a minute. We'll give you more time.
Oh, all right. Time.
Ready? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Go. Rihanna.
Big foreheads.
Big butts.
Black people.
Lionel Richie.
Half white.
You can jump in anytime you want, Dave.
Okay.
Queen Latifah.
Big breasted.
Coke 45.
Liquor.
Ice cube.
Oh, that's good.
Friday.
Hip hop.
Celebrities.
Social security.
Old people.
Black people.
That's good. That's right. Real good. The city of New Orleans.
A swimming pool.
Lil Wayne.
Real? Yeah, it's got James Brown.
Dead for a not perm. 20 years.
A perm. I don't know. Celebrity singers.
Tyler Perry.
Gay men's.
The 1992 through 98 Ford Taurus.
Raggedy cars.
Garbage.
Wendy Williams.
Lawrence Willie.
Well, that's your time, baby. The answer
that was a minute.
Yeah, it was. And the answer we was looking for was things white people have stolen from black people.
None of that had anything in common.
All of that stuff had, they were all things white people took from black people. Now we got our music back on. Now Dave, kind of got how this is working out.
Yeah. I got it now.
All right.
I got called out by the first six.
Well, I'm telling you.
I thought her music was back on. Let's turn it back on so she could hear. I told you this app was broken.
Okay.
Tasha. I'm putting your mom in a home. She cannot hear a word I'm saying. You can say whatever you want.
Okay. She can't hear nothing.
No, she can't hear nothing. She got headphones on. I can say whatever the hell I want.
Just don't get knocked out, huh?
I'm just saying. Tasha, your sister, baby daddy, stays on the corner. Alright, round two. Or if she get this, we're going double or nothing. The clue is, the answer is, things black people took from white people. Things black people. Let's shout out some clues and see if my wife will get it.
Okay.
All right, we shut off her. We shut off the headphones. Tasha, can you hear me? All right, you ready to go for round two? Double or nothing?
Let's go.
Double or nothing. Me and Dave Brown are going to shout out some clues. We're going to see if you can answer. What do all of these things have in common? Well, we didn't start yet. We're putting a minute on the board. All right, Tasha. Minute has started. Me and Dave Brown for name some clues. You ready? All right. Dad, you want to kick it off?
Let's go.
All right. Rachel Ray.
Keep going.
Red Lobster.
Food.
Payless.
Bad shoes and food.
Cheap shoes.
The Boston Celtics.
Bill Russell.
Dirk Nowitzki.
Championship about damn time, lightweight.
Chrysler 300s.
I don't know. M&M. Food, cars, clothes.
Sprint.
Who?
Sprint, the phone company.
Oh, high ass deal.
Fucking Batman.
Sam?
Batwoman.
I don't know.
Batwoman.
And that's a minute. Sorry, guys. The answer we was looking for was things black people stole from whites. I'd like to thank my good friend, the mayor, Dave Brown, for helping us out with this.
Yay!
And as a parting gift...
Can you
No. No, we'll play my man Dave Brown out. We'll give him the mayor welcome. Because this time, my boy Dave Brown finna get hard. It's all the fun and games now. Now he finna go hard. Now, our black person of the week, other than you, DB, is we like to bring up a topic of a sensational black person in the news, well, this week, and the only person we could bring up this week, Don Cornelius. What's your thoughts on leader of the Soul Train, Mr. Don Cornelius?
Well, Don was one of the most infamous, Don was one of the most coldest cats of all time, man. Don held it down. I mean, you know, the stories that I heard about Don Cornelius is what Dick Clark or one of the guys tried to buy his record company or buy his TV show, and Jesse Jackson, Yo Boy Sam. Yo Boy Sam.
I don't like Jesse. Jesse has not had a job in 30 years.
Hey man, listen, if it hadn't been for Jesse, Don Cornelius would have sold that company. Jesse told Dick Clark and them, you know, you might need to back off, let him do his thing, because, you know, this cat had, what, James Brown, Aretha Franklin, Jackson 5. I mean, you could see the shows on. Yeah, man.
All right, you think he killed... Million-dollar question. You think he killed himself?
Hell yeah, I think he killed himself, man. I mean, that's sad to say. But yeah, he did it.
I don't think he did.
I don't understand. Hey, listen. All I know is, I think the real reason why Don Cornelius did that is because he wanted to be white. Only white people do that, man. He started off black.
Don Cornelius. Oh, whoa, goddamn. Hold on. I'm not letting that slide. Are you saying the mayor, Don Cornelius, the leader of the Soul Train, wanted to be white?
Hey, at the end of his lifetime.
It took him 75 years to realize. So
he wanted to be white.
So we're not even going to focus on. All right, look. It's a shame. He probably did. I believe he killed himself. I believe he killed
himself. I mean, most of the time, any culture, who killed themselves?
All right. Whites have held that down for quite some time.
There you go. And look, and they doing a damn good job of holding down right now.
All I'm saying.
Like my man killed his wife in Grosse Pointe, then brought it to Detroit. Come on, son. Who does that? Hey, I want you to see the color now, Sam. It's Black History Month, bro.
All I'm saying is
that white woman drove him crazy. That's why he killed himself.
Okay, let's not jump too many subjects here. Don Cornelius. Now I don't see color. I don't think he wanted to be white, mainly because he had a lot of issues going on. The record shit went down. They tried to buy all his. They tried to buy him out, and then maybe, just maybe. If you look at the news, he's at the peak of Alzheimer's. He knows it's the end of his life. I believe he just took control of it and said, you know what? If I got to go out, I'm not going to go out drooling. I'm not going to have y'all pity me. He's black power. Say it loud. He's black and he's proud.
Black people do not commit suicide.
There you go.
For real.
Nah.
We too scared of somebody going to try to get our life insurance money. We gonna live until the end.
All I'm saying is, I think I would like to blame people who he didn't kill him. He did kill himself, but the level of stress on him. He has been leading the Soul Train when Michael Jackson was white. But you have to excuse me. I don't see color. I just saw Michael Jackson. I just want to make that clear. I don't see color.
Yeah, now I see it.
You say Michael Jackson?
Yeah, I don't see color.
Hey Sam, did you know
that Don Cornelius? He's transparent.
Did you know that Don Cornelius' wife was white?
White woman.
I'm not saying. I did not know that.
When is these black men gonna learn that white women is gonna be their downfall? When gonna learn?
Hey, all I'm saying is when you mess with
OJ Simpson, he in jail now. You see that?
No, OJ Simpson is a. That was not because of a white woman.
Yes,
he's in jail.
The white woman started it. And he got off. But they was gonna nail his butt one way or the other.
First of all, OJ. He got over a fist fight for a football he signed. What type of shit is that?
He got arrested for stealing his
Sign office. Another fucking football.
Let's be clear, he got arrested for stealing
Go to Dunham's right now. If I was OJ, that would be how I make my money. I would sign footballs and put them on fucking eBay. That's how you do it.
Well, even longer. Who else married white women? A lot of men married white women.
All I'm saying is, Don Cornelius was...
I just want to know.
They marry him or they date him.
I understand. Don't they like to feel a big black man in their head?
Doing that.
Michael Jordan... Now, you leave...
Now, Brown as a black man. Don't you like...
Oh, wait. As the lightest, blackest person I know.
As a black man. Don't you like to feel a big black butt in your hand?
Than anything else. I don't understand it.
I'm just saying.
I do not understand it to this day.
Now, Dave Brown, you are black in name only. I have to say.
Really?
In name only, you are black. But you are the bear. Now, you mean to tell me I'm not defending whites or anybody else because I don't see color?
Yes, you do.
Right.
I'm just saying, has there ever been a time where the blackest, lightest guy I know crossed the color barrier? That's all.
Never. Never.
You never crossed the color barrier.
And I believe
him. Hey, listen, I never had to, man. I never had to. Once you ride in the Bentley, you can't go down, man. You can't, look, once you riding in the Maybach, you can't jump in no Ford and be trying to.
You can't drive a Prius after you drive all this sexiness.
Oh, man, no. Look, it's Luigi's own now. Once you get in the Bentley, you can't get in nothing else, Sam.
Look.
Now, some people will start with a Bentley and drop down and go get a Honda or a Kia or
the Prius.
A Prism. Whatever, bro.
Is Honda your way of saying Asian?
Hey, man. You call it what you want to. All I know is I love Don. Don killed himself. He's dating a white woman. He wants the white woman to get the money. So he's trying to finalize that divorce. There you have it. To be continued.
It's not really to be continued. It's motherfucking dead, Dave.
Hey, man. Hey, still, hey.
There's no part two.
On that note, I'm leaving.
Hey.
There's no part two, Dave.
Hey, part two is that money that's out there. That's part two.
But Don Cornelius will never see this money. Thank you, Dave. My wife now. You have fans. Apparently, my wife is one of them. Now, I like having you on the show because we get into these racially charged debates. Mainly because I don't see color. I don't see it.
Okay.
I don't see color. You make me want to see color all the time.
Hey, man, because you don't want to see for what it is, guy. That's all I'm saying. You and I see. Y'all don't see no color, but then when it's smacked in your face, then you need some help.
Now,
then you want to call Obama. Then you need Reverend Al to help you.
Look, when it come down to all of it, I don't call Obama. I don't call Reverend Al. I call America. I call Dave Brown. I call Dave Brown. Now, DB, you coming back. You do realize you're coming back on the show. I'm going to have you here probably once a week throughout the entire month of Black History Month. Because I got a shitload of topics to talk about with you. Mainly because you should be here. But I understand, with our schedules being what they are, I got to take calls from the mayor.
Yeah. And you know what, Sam? I almost missed it, guy. Because Dave and him was up in the tub and I almost missed it because I was in there bathing you. That's why when you called me the first time, I was like, man.
Yeah, it's... No, I understand I got to take a backseat to some things, but I got the mayor... I have to ask, what do you got your kids doing for Black History Month? Because you always take it to the extreme.
For the most part, you know, I broke it down to you last time we talked. I mean, he got the James Baldwin Who Am I speech going on. And basically, you know, I told you last time, basically, you know, he got, you know, 15 words. You know, you don't want to give a 7-year-old a whole bunch of, you know, big words that he really don't know. You know, he basically said, who is the nigga?
Now, Dave, as a person like yourself who recently became black.
recently, what, in the last 10 years, Sam?
It's relatively speaking. Recently became, you still the... You preach, but you still the lightest, blackest guy I know.
Amen.
And I like you for it. Dave, you just got, I mean, you stood out in the sun, you got a little bit older, you just became black.
Hey, man, you know what? Maybe we need to change skin color, because if you think I'm the lightest,
yeah.
Blackest brother, and you the darkest of all darkest.
Yeah, I am. I'm very dark. I'm very dark. But I don't see color. That's all I'm saying. I don't see color. I believe people are people. I understand race, but let's face it, I don't see color.
Hey, that's good, Sam.
That's good. I'm trying to bring people together.
I'm trying to bring people together, but in the meantime, you say something silly, I'm gonna smack you right there on sight.
And that's coming from the mayor. Mayor Dave Brown. I want you to get some more fans of this show, because I got an audience and people. I got some militant people who may be hitting you up. Biggs, whenever he have his segment, he has Twitter followers. You don't do the Twitter. It ain't black enough for you, apparently.
No, it's really not. But you know what I am going to do? I am going to buy some damn stock in Facebook when it come out in April, buddy. You best believe that. If anybody got any money, they better get on Facebook and buy some stocks, man.
Hey, Dave Brown, you on Facebook?
Oh, yeah. You know I'm on Facebook.
Where do people can find you at? They can holler at the mayor.
Well, if I'm not, they can find me at David K. Brown on Facebook.
There you go.
I might block you. Now, I might block you because it's a couple people I had to kick off my sites. So, you know, if you come up with that stupid stuff and all that other stuff and you taking all the space up.
There's a pretty good chance my fans will man. Are you blocking all the white fans? Are you blocking all the white people, Dave?
No, because, I got a couple white, you gotta stay balanced now. I got my boy Timothy Cleveland, a.k.a.
Damn, you threw his whole name out there! Shit, it is radio!
Hey, man, hey, he white. I can do that. If they black, I can do that. And I got my man Trevor DeLong, and he lives in Texas. He's still working with Sherman Williams. So, you know, I got a couple. That's only two white people, though.
Yeah, there's only two. You're like, yeah, I got
some.
So
yeah,
you just
only two.
So you just keep it white.
Two.
You just keep it. You need to keep two white people just so you can say you're not racist.
Right there on your hip. That's in case they're talking about me. Hey, Tim, go in there and see what they're saying about me. Okay. Cool, dude.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And that's the mayor. Dave, man, thanks for helping out on the show. Jesus.
Thank you, man.
Hey, you coming back next week, guy. You coming back next week. Next week.
Yes, you do. Call me after I come from the Super Bowl. I'm finna go down to Whiteland, Indianapolis.
I know you're going to the Super Bowl. So that's why we gotta talk about Dave Brown and the Super Bowl trip and a lot of white people there. So I wanna find out. You going to Indianapolis.
Yeah,
I don't think you can get no whiter than that. It's the middle.
I'm finna go to the Indiana Pacers game. I'm gonna have my Detroit Pistons jersey. I'm gonna see how they what kind of response I get from that after we beat the brakes off over here in the palace 6 years ago, something like that. So,
man, keep us informed, man, and we'll holler at you next week, man. Thanks a lot, Dave, for helping us out.
Thank you, man.
All right, I'll holler at you, man.
Yes, sir.
That was the mayor, Dave Brown, the mayor. All right, that was Dave Brown, Boogie Down Dave Brown. Man, he going to keep us informed. He going to be in, you know, just helping us out throughout the month of February, you know, Black History Month. For the new listeners who just got their first taste of Boogie Down Dave Brown. Shit, how many nicknames does this motherfucker go through? It's Boogie Down Dave Brown, the lightest, blackest guy I know, the mayor. He's almost Cuban. Well, he has a lot of nicknames, but you pay attention to that guy. He is what he is, man. He's like a person like me. I don't see color. This guy live, breathes, shits color. But it is what it is. He's entertaining. That's what it comes down to it. So, we're going to see more of Boogie Down Dave Brown, the mayor of the podcast, I guess. The mayor, he's the mayor. But one thing I want to throw out to the people out here, while we still got time, he's not the mayor of one thing, and that being IVI Sense. Now, believe it or not, I've talked to the people at IVI Sense, and they kind of hint towards me that I have been pronouncing their name wrong for roughly, shit, how long have we had IVI Sense? Let's say for about half a year, I have been fucking up their name. Their name is actually pronounced Ivy Sense. That second I is like a Y. It's Ivy Sense, but it's okay because I say IVI Sense because it's radio and no one knows how to, you know, if you say Ivy Sense, then it goes somewhere else. But either way, just throwing it out there, they're pronounced Ivy Sense. But if you hit them up on Twitter at IVI Sense, or you can go to their website at ivisense.com. You can buy smell goods. They majority soap. They have bath butters. They have shit like that. But guys, you know, on the horizon, I just want to be real with you. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. And with Valentine's Day being right around the corner, what you want to do, I'm talking to the guys here, like ivisense. Unofficial slogan for him on the show is, IVI Sense, this is for the latest. I can't sing. Usually we have a singer, some sexy singer voice or something comes in here and says, "This is for the ladies, yeah!" Or, you know, that's mine. But either way, with IVF sense, let me break it down to you. I'm talking to the guys here. You know, it's for the ladies. But guys can use it too, if they want to. I don't know if they want to or not, but if they want to, they can. So, IVF sense. Let me tell you something about IVF sense. Look, it's not a lot of ways you can get a girl naked on Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, my ass. It's not like a lot of avenues that guys can use to get a girl naked as a whole. But what you can do, if you get IVF sense, you can guarantee that the woman you give this IVF sense to will get naked at some point. Will you be there? That's a question of her. We can't knock that. But it's pretty clear she's gonna get naked. At least once. Just to put it on. It's soap, motherfucker. Who the fuck showers, you know, with clothes on? But she's gonna get naked. Now what you do in that nakedness, that's up to you. But if you bought her some knight in shining armor, or any of their illustrious bath and body and scrubs and all that good shit, like Ike. Ike's a friend of the show. Ike is a guy, and he's buying IVF sense because, you know, he wants to see his chick naked. And who doesn't? I know, I'm throwing myself under the bus. Hey, my wife, Valentine's Day right around the corner, I bought a shitload of fucking knight in shining armor because, quite honestly, I want to see my wife naked. Just don't want to see it. Because I know she gotta get naked to put the shit on, so if you need to see a woman naked, you may not see it either, you know, single guys out there, but if you just want to see a naked woman, or you want to just have the peace of mind and knowing at one point in time you made a woman get naked, get her some IVF sense. Preferably that shining arm, but hey, whatever floats your boat. Visit them at IVFSense.com or IVF sense on Twitter. She give you $5. She give you fucking $5. She give you $5. You can buy whatever you want. Knight in shining armor, whatever you got. Maybe you want the birthday cake bath and body wash. Maybe that's what you want. I don't know what you want. I ain't you. But when it comes down to it, hey, that's how I get down. You get down with the get down. You get her some IVF sense, probably make a little smell good, and good things will happen to you. I can't guarantee that, but one thing I can guarantee, when she put it on, she'll be naked. All right, then. There we go. That's my plug. IVFSense.com. Help them out. So, now that we got bills paying out of the way, I guess it's time for some questions. If you got questions, comments, queries, concerns, you can always hit us up at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. No G in talking, but justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. Or you can hit us up on Twitter. You heard my wife earlier, TashaMac84Twitter.com. Yeah, we ain't paying attention to that. But, or you get me at SamShow11 at Twitter. Get him! He can say whatever the fuck he wants. I answer questions, whatever. And if you're lucky, I may just do it on the show. But either way, let's get down to the first question. All right, with our new question format, I just want to make this plain to anyone who didn't catch the last show. My wife is now handling a lot of the questions. You know, super producer. She was just on the show. You heard her. She's handling a lot of questions. So a lot of the questions I'm just reading for the first time. So if it sounds like I have trouble reading, mainly because, you know, I usually had to practice before like two shows ago. Either way, I'm not retarded. I just want to throw that out there. I just want to throw it out there just to help people out. Our first question comes from a Twitter account, actually. It's Brand Lee, L-Y, spelled Lee. Says, should I text him? All right. She got one of those accounts where you have to hit the button to see the whole text. So let's go to, I mean, see the whole message. So it says, should I text him? Sam, I'm very confused. I was texting this guy and he said he really liked me. I also really like him. One day he randomly stopped texting me. He would text me for maybe 15 minutes, occasionally once a week, or if I texted him, not if I text him back. I'm not sure what happened. When I see him in school, he doesn't say anything, but he stares at me. My friends that are close to him says he's shy, but I don't know if he likes me anymore. If I try to start a conversation, he only says a few words. I don't want to be stuck in the friend stage. What should I do? I really like him. Okay. This is how you handle this one. You really like him. Gotta put your name on it. Gotta put your cards on the table. Say, look, hey guy, I really like you, but this quiet shit ain't gonna work out. And let's just say he is one of the shy guys. Shy guys usually, alright, hold on, wait. I wanna backtrack a little bit. He's not shy. He doesn't know enough about you to work off what you're giving him. And guys speak, that means a lot. What that means is you have to give a little bit more about yourself and ask his opinion on it. And when he gets his opinion, he can twerk his answers to kind of like Jim Jangle a fucking conversation. It sucks, but that's what happened with guys. Guys, you don't speak dude. That's what it is. When you don't speak dude, you miss a lot. Speaking dude means he doesn't have anything to say because he probably doesn't have enough work to respond off. It's all a call and response type move. So he needs something from you, just a little bit extra to say, hey, what you want to do? You don't shit or get off the pot. And then he can give some definitive answers. And the definitive answers that you're looking for is not going to be out of a fucking Ryan Reynolds movie. It's going to be an answer that's given and it's straight up. It is what it is. And you can take it for what it's worth. But he needs you to come out there, not play around with your friends like you said in the letter. He needs you to just come out and say, you know what? I would like to do this. I'm talking to you and nobody else. No talk. Confront him. Man up. Man, I know you're female, but man up. Confront him. He goes to your school. Walk up to him. Say what's up. Say what's up to him. Don't hide behind the text. Say what's up. Corner him a little bit. And then from there, like it or not, you're going to get an answer from him. That's how you do that. So, I hope that works out for you. I hope you get the answer you was looking for. And if not, call back the show. See what happens. Let's move on to the next question. Next one comes from it's short but sweet, but next one comes from, Take Me Home, I'm Drunk. From Twitter. Believe it or not, that's her fucking name. Alright, the letter says, things to do while I'm making out. What are some things I can do when making out with my boyfriend to spice things up? Alright, take me home when I'm drunk. Let me throw it out there. Alright. If you have to spice things up while making out, somebody is doing something wrong. I'm not looking at you at this point. Because a dude, usually in dude language, we're gonna go. There will be a hand movement somewhere. But I wish you was a little bit more specific when you said spice things up. Are you spicing things up during the makeout or do you not want to go into the transition phase? Because any red blooded dude is going to make the move to something else. I don't care who you are. Unless he's gay, but I doubt he is, because if he's making out with you, apparently this is, from the looks of this letter and how short it is, this has happened more than once. And if it happens more than once, if he was gay, he wouldn't have let it happen more than once. You guys would be out doing something else. You guys wouldn't be making out. So, I guess things to do when you're making out. I think this is one of those times where you don't want to introduce things. You may be a control freak a little bit. No, you know what? I'm not going to put it on you like that. I'm not going to say you're a control freak. I think you don't fix what ain't broken. Probably something's happening and things are going in the right motion and you're so worried about spicing things up that you're missing something he could be doing. And you're kind of, this is one of those things I believe, strongly believe, without actually being there, I can give an answer on that, where I think you're in your own head. I think you're thinking things aren't going right when they're going fucking perfectly. And that's just not the case. Things could be going fine and you're just overthinking the thing. So let him do his thing. You're a lot focused on you. If he's at the makeout point, that means he did something right. But you may be in your own head to the point where you're kind of shadowing yourself, excuse me, you're blinding yourself to the point where you may not be waiting on him. Is it like I told the other listener, it's about call and response. You throw a move out, which you did with the whole making out thing, but you gotta let him respond in his type of way to spice things up. You don't want to go 0-60 with this guy. This guy is probably working on his own moves. Cause guys, we got moves. So, we gotta test out some moves in order to make things work out. Shit, I really wish with this question it was a lot more specific. Because if you were, I can at least pinpoint it. But, only thing I'm saying is you gotta wait. And if you wanna spice things up, I think you're asking the wrong person. Ask him what he like. Maybe he like a little extra. But you gotta find out, every guy got a different little extra. And that little extra may be something different with that dude. So his little extra may be something you may be uncomfortable with, and you may have to email my ass back and we gonna figure out what his little extra is. But you already there. I say don't try to spice things up. You really gotta get his opinion on that. His opinion being what the next move should be, or let him actually try whatever move and y'all work it out, because if you don't like his move, then you kind of fucked. Going off something, you know, shit, it's so vague. I can't even go from that to tell you what's next in the realm of things. So try him out. I'm just saying, fill him out, go from there, wait and see what move he come up with. And if you have a problem with that, then you go from there. Okay, next question. All right, the next question is from Cece. All right, first of all, let me throw this out there. My wife starts running the questions, and I'm getting a shitload of chick questions. I don't think that's a fucking coincidence. I'm just throwing it out there. It could be, but maybe not. I'm no Dr. Phil, but all right, whatever. All right, the next one comes from Cece. From justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. CC says, my friend is being rude. How can I tell her that? It started when we were little. We did a bake. Oh, what the fuck? All right. It started when we were little. We did a big bake sale. It was my idea, but she only let me hold a sign. We were partners on a project. I did all the work and she took all the credit. How do I tell her she's rude? P.S. She is very sensitive. Fuck sensitive, CC. You gotta tell her, man. Look, it is what it is. I'm doing all the work. Fuck your sensitiveness. It is what it is, guy. You're gonna have to either not take the credit for this shit, or first of all, you just straight up tell her. I guess the question is, how do you tell her she's acting like this? You just straight up tell her. Dude, you're being an asshole. That's how guys do it. And girls, I think y'all need to get to that point too, without it being like a reality TV show moment. Just tell her straight up, dude, you're being an asshole. And then you say what you know what? I take that back. You don't start with an insult. It's the same thing I tell the guys. Never say an insult first. Tell her what's going on, tell her how you feel about it, and tell her your perception of how you feel about it. Because if you start with an insult, the only thing they're going to remember is the insult. They're not going to get to the intent behind the insult. Now, what you're saying is true. Your friend is a fucking asshole. And trust me, I know what an asshole is. I've been one for pushing 10 years. You don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be that type of person. So you want to tell her what the problem is. Then after you tell her what the problem is, together, it sucks with females, but this is how y'all play the game. Together, you work on ways to stop her from being an asshole. And after you fix her from being an asshole, then y'all can become cool again. And if she ain't cool from that, fuck her. You're done with her. Leave her alone. I know it sucks, but you gotta keep her at arm's reach because she holding you back. You let her set it the best. You the one doing the work. But for some reason, alright, well, I hope I help you out with that one. But for some reason, if you feel as though y'all can get over that hill, and y'all can, you know, finish the whole, I don't even know where y'all stay. But if y'all get over the hill and y'all get to that moment, guess what y'all can do? That's all right. Y'all can go to Kenny Rogers Roasters. And let's say y'all are near the Ontario, California area. In Ontario Mills Mall, which you can do, you can say, look, I know I was a little hard on you, but I'm taking my asshole out to eat. You guys have some roasted chicken, not fried, not broiled, but roasted chicken, not even roasted, roasted chicken. You can have some roasted chicken bites, and then after you have those, you know what you can do? You can sit down, you can talk it over, and then y'all can have a sip of that. Strawberry lemonade with real strawberries in it. Believe it or not, it has real strawberries in it. And then, you know what y'all can do? Y'all can have a deeper, meaningful friendship. Because you confronted her assholeness. You stood strong. You got your point across. And you said she was sensitive. So, you helped. She may have cried a little. But you can hold her with some Kenny Rogers Roasters. It's the fight that has a bite. At the end of it, y'all can have some chicken. I mean, like, I understand people need comfort food. The best place to find some comfort food is Kenny Rogers Roasters. They got, you know, mac and cheese and, you know, mashed potatoes and, you know, potato wedges and shit like that. Then after that, you can hug together. And hell, you're in the Ontario Mills Mall. At Kenny Rogers Roasters, right next to the Nathan's, which you can do. Y'all can go out shopping. Y'all can buy something together. Y'all can make a day out of it. At Kenny Rogers Roasters, bringing y'all together from the Just Talking With Sam show. And if you go to the Kenny Rogers Roasters, tell them Just Talking With Sam sent y'all. I don't know if they're going to give y'all a discount or nothing. Last time I checked, they didn't. But, you know, fuck it. It's worth a shot. You know? Get you some roasted chicken. Some of those roasted chicken bites. Kenny Rogers Roasters. Hey, is one way to save a friendship. Kenny Rogers Roasters. Saving friendships. That's what they do. Well, I want to thank a lot of people who helped me out with this show this week. I want to thank my wife, super producer, coming in, helping out with our little amp crash. I want to thank Boogie Down Dave Brown, the mayor, DB, Dave Brown. Hit him up, David K. Brown, on the Facebook. He has at least two white friends, so he says. But if you're a white person and want to be his friend, it's up to him. He needs more white friends. I urge all my white listeners to actually go to David K. Brown on Facebook. Be his friend. Let them know your white problems. Let them know your white triumphs. Just, I don't know, flood them. Or if you Asian or Indian or whatever race you are, just follow them. David K. Brown at Facebook. And if you're a fan of mine, you can always hit me up. Just talking with Sam at gmail.com. No G in talking, just talking with Sam at gn.com. Or Twitter at symbol. Sam Show 11. Well, that's pretty much all I got this week. I want to holler at y'all, and I want to thank all my people for showing up. And you better believe we're going to follow up with Dave Brown, find out what happened with him in Indianapolis at the Super Bowl. Go Giants! I'm calling it out. Giants! Little Manny. But until then, I will holler at y'all next week.